This special series to help you know and learn about the faith and the service of members who have served and supported Roswell First Baptist Church brings a guest to us today who has an interesting background at Roswell First Baptist, and her name is Darlene Kane. Darlene, thank you for spending time with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Well, I think one of the first things we would like to do, because I know where I'm going with this question, how old were you when you first came to Roswell First Baptist?
I was 2, but I don't really remember going until I was 4.
Well, that makes sense to me, but you've been there since you were 2 years old, and so there are a lot of memory things. What was the first thing you remember coming to Roswell First Baptist Church?
I think the very first thing I remember was being in one of the little bitty Sunday school rooms in the older part of the building with children my age and wonderful, wonderful Sunday school teachers. I can't remember their names, but that has always been a memory of mine, and I think I was probably around 4 to 5-ish then when I remember that.
So. And that all calculates just right for me. Well, now, since you started at that particular age, were you in the sanctuary or were you in what we now call the chapel?
The chapel was the what we called our main church at the time. The sanctuary was built, and you know, I don't really remember exactly what age, maybe around 6 or 7-ish, because I remember being in the chapel and then going to the big sanctuary, and I thought it was the most beautiful building I had ever seen.
And it still is.
It is. Very much so, very much so.
Well, I think we would like to know, how did you end up at Roswell First Baptist Church, Darlene?
We had some neighbors, and some of the people in the church will know them, and their names were Elaine and Denny Smith. My maiden name was Barnes. And my dad worked for their dad. We lived next door to them, and they asked my mom and dad if they could take me to church with them.
Well, what a neat way to end up at Roswell First Baptist. Mm-hmm. You ended up there by invitation, right?
I sure did.
Tell us some of the things you've done over the years, because I know you've participated in lots of activities and do lots of things there. So share some of those with us.
Well, one thing I do remember is that when I was younger, we had 2 weeks of vacation Bible school, not 1 week. I know Jessica wouldn't like to hear that, but we did. We had 2 weeks. And I remember that as you got older, fifth grade was the last year you were in there, and one of the big deals was they made these chicken sculptures out of beans. Somebody cut the wood and drew out the chicken, and you had all these different colored beans that you used, but it was a wonderful, wonderful thing, and it took you the whole 2 weeks to do it, and all our mothers hung them in their kitchens, but it was one of the things I remember that we look forward to.
I wonder if we might find a bean chicken hanging around in a kitchen somewhere today. You have any idea?
Probably. Mine, the bugs got in my mother's, so she had to throw it away. So after it was just about turned to dust in places. So I don't have one, but I bet somebody does.
That'd be interesting if we could uncover one of those, and we'll just put the challenge out
while we're
doing that and say, if you got one, let us know. We'd like to see about it.
Yeah.
Now, when did you start getting involved in participating in some of the teaching and some of the schooling and things that you do there, and what are some things you do there now?
Well, I am administrative assistant to the director of the preschool kindergarten in Mother's Morning Out. I've started there in 1989 as a teacher for Mother's Morning Out. And then over the years, I became assistant director, and then I was director, and then we decided to combine the two programs together because I wanted to cut down on some of my hours. When my children were little, I helped teach Vacation Bible School. I drove the van a couple of times to Stone Mountain for the youth. And the children, I can't remember if it was the children or the youth that I took there the 2 times. That's you know, right now where I am.
So. Okay, well, that's understandable. Now, since you mentioned Mother's Morning Out, some of our members may not fully understand what that program is, but tell us what Mother's Morning Out is and who participates.
The Mother's Morning Out program was started back in 1989 because we had such an influx to Roswell of new people, and a lot of these people didn't have any family there. They had nowhere to take their children. We were not a daycare. To take their children to maybe go to the doctor, get their hair cut or whatever, and they had no socialization for themselves or their children. So Jill Jenkins started that program, and it was, you know, started with two classrooms, and I think 10 or 12 children was all that was in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, what does Mother's Morning Out do today?
They basically sort of the same thing. We are adding a new classroom this year for children who are in between Mother's Morning Out and preschool. We are all one big program, but we had a need for sort of an in-between class because you have to be potty trained to go into the preschool program, and that evidently is a big deal for some people. So,
and we will not go any further on that part of the discussion. We'll leave that to the children to learn all about that. Well, on the other side of the coin, have you done any Sunday school teaching over the years?
We did. Stan and I, my husband and I did. We taught first grade for about 2 or 3 years when our children were younger. We taught it with one of the members now, Jane Penny. Stan and I, she was wonderful. Stan and I were just there to help her, basically, but we enjoyed it a lot. So.
Well, now you've opened the door with that. You were originally Darlene Barnes, I think you said, and
yes.
You're now Stan Kane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not Stan, you're Darlene Kane.
Yes.
And when did you and Stan meet and marry?
Stan and I met, believe it or not, at the church. I was in the youth choir, and so was he. And I knew him. He and his family had moved here when he was in sixth grade and I was in fifth. We both went to the same school, but I really got to know him in church. And he and I started dating when I was 15, and we got married when I was 20.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So you tested him for a long time before you made the decision, right?
I did, and he probably tested me too, I guess.
I think that's very cute to know. Mm-hmm. Now, let's step aside to something else for a minute because I happen to know about it. You have another interesting project that you're involved in Cherokee County during school years. Tell us what that is and what you do.
I drive a school bus for Cherokee County, and I get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, go and drive my bus, then drive to Roswell on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays to be the admin assistant to retune, and then I go back in the afternoon and drive the bus again.
Wow, that is quite a load that you have there and quite interesting to do. How long does it take to do the bus run?
About 2 hours.
Wow, that's really, really fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Let's come back to the church for a minute and ask you, over the years, what would be one thing that you might be able to identify as the most important experience you've had or the most important thing that has happened for you at Roswell First Baptist?
Well, I will tell you, both of my parents passed away when I was younger, my dad when I was 30, and my mother, I was in my 40s when she passed away. And I remember every time that they were in the hospital or something happened, that I would look up and there would be people from the church there.
Neat.
Coming to see about me, see about Stan, see about my daughters. You know, I have an aunt that goes to church there. Her friends would come whether she was there or not. And I just think the closeness of the church and how they rally around each other when something like that goes on is just always stuck in my mind.
Now, Darlene, who is your aunt that goes there?
My aunt is Elizabeth Holloway.
Okay.
And she's been going there since probably around the time that the sanctuary was built, the big sanctuary.
Are you and Stan involved in the Sunday school program there?
Yes, we are. We belong to the fellowship class, which everybody, that name tells it all.
That's a good point to make, to be sure. Well, let me ask you this question. Of the years that you've spent there, of the things that you have done, the experiences you've had, what is the one thing you would like to tell the people that are listening right now that is important to them in their relationship with the church and with Christ?
I would think that you, as a Christian, you can come to this church and learn even more about Jesus Christ and watch the people that are in the church. They are all such wonderful, wonderful people, and I think that they help you. You can help them. It's like I said before, the closeness of the church and the people in the church. We have always had good leadership. All the pastors that I've remember Brantley Seymour, he baptized me, he married me. One of my daughters got married in the church, and it's family. It's just a family church.
Well, that's a beautiful expression. It is a family at Roswell First Baptist Church. And so, Darlene, as a part of that family, we thank you for the time you've spent today with Memories of Roswell First Baptist. Thank you so much.
Thank you for asking me. Thank you.
Roswell First Baptist Church members have more memories of witnesses and services and fellowship like we've just heard. So come back and hear them, and you'll be encouraged to share your faith and love for Christ, dedication to the body of Christ. God bless.